Welcome to Art House Radio, my friends. I am Troy. You know how when you go to a restaurant, and we've all been there, where they have like a 70-page menu and they're trying to do everything? You know, you can get shrimp scampi and chicken Alfredo and they'll change your tires. And if you need some wiper fluid, they'll do that too. Well, here's my review of the Queen's Gambit with that in mind. The Queen's Gambit was great and it was successful because they did one thing well for the most part. I mean, they did several things well, but I mean, the storyline was about one thing, chess, and this interesting story about someone who goes through all of these life obstacles, just bursts through the wall like Kool-Aid Man. But it didn't veer off of that. You know, sometimes you have a show where you can see this being remade in different ways, like if it got in the hands of different writers or different apps or different channels, where, all right, it's about a woman that plays chess, but then it's also about her career, and then it's also about her love life and her family and her friends and how she rises above all of it. She gets it all. No, this is about chess and a woman who obviously breaks through the boys club in the middle 20th century and becomes this, spoiler alert, becomes this great chess master. And, you know, there are a couple things that I love about it besides that. One, the way that it's filmed makes you appreciate the minimalist quality of life. Like, the attention to detail is so finely tuned that the dressing and the way that things are organized, the cars, the clothes, the smoking, everything's so cool and it's so simple, and it made me really think about the differences between that time period and now. Like, you know, like a parent, she adopted the main character, Beth Harmon, the adopting parents, and she sends her to the store for tranquilizers and just writes a note. She writes a note to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is like, all right, looks like her handwriting, so I'll do it. You couldn't do that now. But back then it was like, I don't know, seemed more trusting in a way. Probably not in every regard, of course. They had their problems too. But I don't know, it seems like there was a stronger appreciation for the little things. The further you go back in time, that's what it seems to be. People who appreciate things that they have in front of them. We've sort of become this overly produced, mass-produced society where, you know, you get a pair of shoes and you wear them for a while and they're like, that isn't bad, throw them into the woods and get a new pair. I've been trying to change that about myself. Sorry, it's really windy here. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but makes a big difference, man. The wind is a killer. Anybody who grew up in a cold climate or a mild climate, the wind, that'll do you. But I've been trying, like, in the last few years, I've bought like needle and thread, and if I have like a pair of gloves that has like a hole in them, I don't just throw them away. I stitch them. It's very good. Do the same thing with shoes or pants or shirts or whatever. I mean, you try to buy better quality. I think that's part of it too, right? If you went back to a 1955 diner, the two of us went to a diner and we had a piece of pie and a fry up. I don't know what we call a fry up. Some breakfast, we'd say that here, but in England it would be a fry up. I like the word fry up. And it would taste differently because the ingredients that they're using, they're a little bit more natural. They weren't as processed. There's not as many things happening to them. I don't know, they're nuking it or pasteurizing it. I don't know what they're doing nowadays, but they have to keep up the world population between now and then. I should have looked this up, but I would guess it's double at least, which is pretty shocking. Anyway, to stick to the Queen's Gambit, that's one of the things that I loved about it, because it takes you back to a time where it seems like things were maybe a little bit simpler, where you know, I was talking about this with someone about, you see the scenes when she's in Russia and you look at Moscow and you think it's so clean. Now, they're also crazy communist, so you know, it's easy to get things in order when you put a gun to people's heads, if that's what's happening. But I wouldn't presume to know. I've never been there, but it looks like a beautiful place. And I love the sportsmanship where they, you know, in the chess, they get up and, you know, they lose. This is not everyone, but a lot of times they shake hands and go, "You are a fine chess player, the best I've ever played," or something dignified. I feel like we lost a lot of dignity in the last 70 years between when this movie would have taken place and now. Call me kooky, call me crazy. And yeah, it's just beautiful. It's well written. It really pulls you in. I couldn't recommend it more. And I also like how at the very end of the, I don't know if anybody caught this, but at the very end of the movie, she's dressed exactly like a white chess piece. So there you go. Comes full circle, wraps around, packaged nicely. Very well done. Beautiful thing on Netflix. Also, I'll say one more thing. 7 episodes, limited series. Please stick with that. I don't need to see any more. It's great the way it is. You got 7 hours. If you can't, I mean, 2001 A Space Odyssey is like 2.5 hours. Look what he did with that. You know, pick your Fellini film or Werner Herzog. They're doing films in 2 hours. They're making masterpieces. You got 7. That's good enough. Don't Walking Dead me here where it goes on for like 16 or 17 seasons. Watch it. If you haven't seen it already, watch it. All right. At Art House Radio. I wish I could take this mask off. I'm getting tired of this. I feel like Cobra Commander over here. The one from the Transformers. What's his name? Starscream? Maybe? I don't know. All right, at Art House Radio, arthouse.radio, at Spaces with Light on Instagram. And then if you folks, listen, you got to support things. How'd you get through the pandemic without podcasts or art or movies or books or TV? Maybe you don't think this is worthy of your donation. Give to something. Patreon.com/arthouseradio. Patreon is a great place to go and support people who are creating things if they're on there. It's a monthly thing. You can do it at different levels. $3 a month. That's the lowest one. That's the radio member here. If you can, please, at least if you could like this, share it, the algorithms, all that. You know, help a Troy out. All right. It's been a weird week. Glad to be back in Michigan. And I will see you on the next episode.